It's 8:18. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to welcome to the Chris Moyle Show and to your ears, the one, the only, Comedy Dave. It's nice to have you with us.
Thank you very much.
No, seriously. It's time to welcome a man.
It really is nice to be here.
I know. It's time to welcome a man who is a proper legend, Dominic Byrne. Here he is.
Hello. Hi.
No. Legend. I'm talking about, of course, the Queen of Radio 1, St. Louis. Zane Lowe, talking really, really fast. Every night at 7 o'clock, playing all the fresh new music. Every song is great, every song is brilliant. I dislike anything, I love everything. It's great to have these people back. Man, they've really left a gap in new music since they've been away. And we welcome them back to the show. And the hottest record in the world right now. It's the hottest record in the world right now. It's weird because it only lasts until tomorrow, unless you get the Thursday one, and that lasts till Monday. Which means it's better than the hottest record in the world on a Wednesday. What's the hottest record in the world right now, Zane? You don't know. That's right, because you haven't heard all the records in the world today until 7 o'clock tonight. That's right, Zane Lowe is here, and it's time to do our musical taste game. What songs do we love, and what songs do we hate? How you feeling, Zane?
Yeah, I'm all right.
Good. Thank you.
Very good.
It's Reese. Hi, Reese. Yeah, listen, Chris has had a stroke.
What?
He was doing your impression this morning, and he had a stroke. And
I talked so fast, I actually just keeled over.
It's very good.
I was listening to you on Monday night.
I'm sorry.
Oh, I was loving it. Mm-hmm. Monday night, listening to the show. We had the Kaiser Chief boys on. Whose phone's buzzing?
Not me.
Allard.
I need to keep mine near, but I don't think it's mine.
I'm going to put mine on airline mode to disable it.
Thanks for that.
No, I was listening to you on Monday night. Mm-hmm. The return of the Kaiser Chiefs.
Yeah.
We got Ricky and Nick coming in to talk about what's been going on and what's been going on. We've got a new song to play.
Thanks for the tweet.
Oh, you're more than welcome. Mm. Great record.
Mm. Isn't it? Mm. Isn't it fantastic?
Mm. Yeah.
Trying to speak really slow.
No, you don't have to go really against.
Good. This is amazing.
It is amazing. It's record. Really good.
Yeah, it's good.
It's yet to grow on you yet, is it?
I've only heard it once. Ooh. I think it sounds very different.
Oh, yeah. See, he respects what they're doing, but he definitely is not committed to it.
No, not at all.
I can smell it. I say that stuff all the time.
I know you say that, but I don't.
The joke with Zane is, I don't think I've ever heard Zane on his show go, you know what, I think it's a bit of a disappointing comeback track, or he never says that. What he says is, you've got to respect what they're doing.
Well, this
that's
is the
like
thing
code
about that.
For, this what a load of garbage!
No, not necessarily. This is the thing about that, is that on our radio show, we get to choose all the music we play. Mm. So, logically, why would we choose something to play would go into?
Because there must be songs that your audience like that you particularly don't like, but you pretend to like them.
Well, I think by the very nature of
like new MGMT material or something.
I love MGMT. By the nature of who I am, and perhaps why I do that job, is because I'm quite a soft heart for music. You see,
well, I know you love music, and of course, the Zane Show is the only show on Radio 1 that loves music more than our show.
Because, like, if I went on the air and spent, like, 30% of the time pulling records apart, like, in my own weird,
you'd be on the
twisted
breakfast show.
Yeah. In my own weird, and thereby the next comment is not at all related to you because you jumped into my statement, I would, in my own twisted head, be really arrogant and, like, my opinion's way more important than yours. This record isn't good enough. Like, I'm not Lester Bangs. He was awesome. I'm just a conduit for music to audience.
But then you do say, hey, everybody, listen, this is the hottest record in the world right now.
Because it always is.
So what you're saying is your opinion is valid when you're saying something is great, but it's not valid when you say something is rubbish. Therefore, all you say is songs are great. Therefore, your opinion is always valid.
You told me he was tired this morning.
That's right, though, right?
Maybe. I don't know. Look, I just try not to spread negativity. Well, does it sound awful?
Same as us.
Leave it for us.
Same as us. We don't spread it either.
Here's what we're going to do.
I also like the fact that it really winds people up. I love the enthusiasm winds people up. I love when people go, oh my God. I'm like, yeah, dude.
Right, here's what
be
we're
miserable.
Do. Here's what we're doing now. We're going to play 6 tracks.
Really?
And all of us have chosen a track that we secretly love.
Yeah.
And then we've chosen a track that we secretly...
That's right. And I'm keen to do this feature because it's proof once and for all that I don't like music.
Well, let's play. I'm going to play love track number 1. I don't know what any of these tracks are. And then we will have a think and try and work out who has chosen it. So Zane Lowe, Dominic Byrne, Comedy Dave, Tina, Allard and myself. Stop making noise, Zane. Come on. So unprofessional. Right. Are you ready?
Yep. Yep.
This is love track number 1. You can't I think it's Zayn. I think Zayn loves secretly loves Girls Aloud Biology.
Maybe.
I think I played this on Zayn's show.
See. Alan is too obvious because he likes Girls Aloud.
He's much too obvious on this, I think.
I'm going to think every track is Zayn now.
He's literally singing and dancing along to it right now, so that's either like the biggest show and tell ever.
Double bluff.
Double bluff. Like,
all right, so that's track number one. Here is love track number two. Who loves this?
Oh! Oh, did I just give that away? What a tune.
Return of the Mac. I think I know. I think I've got that.
Do you?
Yeah,
Although Dave's smiling.
I'm going to go Dom.
I'm going to go Dave.
I'm going Dom.
I'm going Tina.
I'm going Dom. Dom has a bit of Mac about him.
No, he doesn't.
He definitely does.
I'm going Zayn on this.
I'm going a bit of Mac. I reckon Dom's a little secret Mac attack going on.
And
there.
He's got a stun gun.
Come on. Right. Don't turn into pop culture references. Let's keep it music.
Let's go for secret love track number three. Which one of us secretly loves this track?
What?
No way.
Come on.
Now, this is not someone like...
Oh, did you hear that?
Yeah. Someone
did you hear that?
What?
Ah, you and me, Mech Attack, huh?
Well, you heard a clue?
Yeah,
I've got. By the way, I've got that one. I've got it sussed.
Okay. What, Mambo or Mech Attack?
Somebody's got a really bad poker face.
What?
I've got it.
Don't look at me.
That right. would be a turn up for the books, wouldn't it?
I think I've got it.
Track number four. Which one of us secretly loves the next track? And I
love the
balls.
Oh, stinker.
Simply Red.
I feel physically ill.
Chris, that's you.
Simply Red.
Yeah.
Oh, Dave.
This is rough. Fairground.
Dave.
I think it's Chris.
So do I.
Yeah. I don't think it's Chris.
I think it's Dave.
Really?
First out the gate. Oh, that stinks. Oh, oh. A little bit of diversion tactics going on, I reckon, buddy. Huh? Huh?
All right, that is a really random one. By the way, this is what song do you love? These are not songs you like. Someone loves that track.
Someone's right. in a lot of trouble.
Track number five, one of us loves the following track.
I can be
No, that's terrible.
Is that Enrique?
Alan! Alan!
This has got Tina written all over
this
it.
This is Alan.
I can feel a bit of Zayn here.
This is Alan. I saw your face lit up, Alan, when this song came on.
It's not that bad, though, is
it? You were transported back to that special place, weren't you? You felt safe, Alan, didn't you, when this song came on? You felt safe.
Oh,
somebody on the show loves this song. Loves it. Doesn't like it. Loves it.
Somebody on this show loves member number five. In a fairground.
All right, and now let's have the final track. One of us in the studio loves this. Let me go home. Is that Bublé? I'm just too far
from where you are. I don't even know who this is.
It's not Bublé.
Is it
Westlife? Is that Westlife?
Must be.
It doesn't sound like Westlife, does it?
Is it Westlife saying?
I don't know, I've no idea.
Oh, this is really tough this week. All right, you can turn over your sheets now and there's the grid.
All right, so let's go through it then, shall we? Let's find out who loves what. Track number one was this. Girls Aloud, Biology. I put Zayn.
I agree. It's I think it's Zayn.
Really? It's too obvious for Alan to love it because we know he loves it.
The way that we talk.
I've said before I love this song. I think it's the best Girls Aloud song ever.
Well, I put you, so I reckon I'm looking pretty sweet for this round.
I've got Dom.
Dom?
I've got Zayn.
I've put Dave.
Oh, it's good already, isn't it? Everyone's keeping it nice and broad.
Well, the person who loves Girls Aloud, Biology, please reveal themselves.
It's me.
Yes! Oh, Dave!
Oh, no!
Oh my God!
It's just a brilliant pop song.
Fact.
That doesn't actually make it a fact. I'm sorry. Throughout my life, I've been faced with that kind of call, and it never, ever makes it a fact.
All right, Dave, you...
I love that, though. I am cool. Facts. It's like, no.
So you love Girls Aloud Biology.
I do love that.
Fair enough.
Is that the best Girls Aloud song ever?
Without a doubt.
I agree.
And it's still one of those, you know when you really love something, when it's in the car and you turn it up properly loud.
No idea what you're talking about with that one, buddy, I have to say.
No.
Sound of the Underground, man, is it? I will add a stretch.
Mm.
Throw that, you know, on.
Well, with respect, you're wrong.
Yeah.
Fact.
Fact.
All right, okay. So Dave loves Girls Aloud Biology. Dave is out of the race. We have 5 more tracks. Track number 2.
Come on, Mac Attack. Step
one
up.
Of us in this
come
room
on, Mac
loves Mark Morrison.
Come on, D-Mac. Oh, come on, D-Mac. Actually, Tina's looking a little...
I know. That's what I'm thinking.
I got Tina down for this.
I've got Dom.
Dom.
Well, I had Dave. Now I've changed it to Dom.
I've put Zane for this one.
And I too am going Zane.
Come on. I like this song. Yeah, I'll be open
too,
about that.
Too obvious.
No shock with this one.
All right, so who is it? Is it Zane? Is it Tina? Which one of us in the studio loves Return of the Mac?
Mac Attack is back.
Oh, you're so cool.
Yes.
I called it fact.
You love that song?
This was on a radio station I was listening to about 4 weeks ago, a local radio station, and it sounded brilliant, absolutely brilliant. I thought, do you know what? I love it. I absolutely love that. And I did what you just said, Dave. I turned it up really loud.
D-Mac, you don't have to justify nothing. That's a tune.
Zane just called me D-Mac. Check me out.
You do, because it sucks.
Fact.
Did I like that?
Wow. You love Mark Morrison, Return of the Mac.
I do love it, I think.
Who knew?
Yeah.
I did. I called it straight away. Yeah. D-Mac in the house.
Yeah. So you got that right? Anybody else get that right?
Yes, I got it right.
All right, Tina and Zane got it right.
I got it right. No, I got it right.
And all right. Next. One of us in the studio, either myself, Zane, Tina or Allard, loves this song. A little bit
of money. Straight up. Listen, the clue's in here.
What are you saying? Tina.
Like she says her name.
Yeah.
So you saying
that's why it's a fact.
I had Allard originally, but now I think it's Tina.
It's Tina.
I've gone Tina as well.
It's the kind of song that when you hear it on the radio and they say your name, you go, "That's me," and then you like it after that.
If you are right, then you're so sister.
Do you know, I with that logic, I might be going Tina as well.
All right.
That's exactly why. That's me. A little bit of tea.
There you go, you see?
Yep.
I love this.
You're
so shallow.
It's a good summer song.
Be honest.
And it's my name. That's the real reason, yeah.
Is that the real reason because it says your name?
Yeah, I never had a chance with that record, funnily enough.
No. A little bit of Zane.
Never really. Never had a hope with that one. No.
Yeah, if your name's not Rita or Tina.
That's right. Wow. So Tina's loving Lou Bega Mambo number 5. This makes it interesting. That means there's me, Zane Lowe, and Anad left with Simply Red, Enrique Iglesias, and Westlife.
I've got yours nailed on.
Have you?
Yeah. Right.
This is what you wanted, isn't it?
Yeah.
This is what you wanted.
Track number 4, Zane Lowe, me, or Allard loves Fairground by Simply Red. And I
love the coming home. Chris, it's you.
It's got to be Chris.
Yeah, Chris, it's you.
Yeah, it's Chris.
I think so too.
It's Chris.
I think it's Allard. So who says me?
Me.
Me.
All of you say me.
Everybody. And I think it's the most credible of all your choices so far. That's saying.
Okay. Can the person who loves Simply Red please reveal themselves?
Just a little ray of light shining through.
Is it you?
It's me!
No! Simply Red, you weirdo!
Like that song.
It's an awful song.
It's a great song. Listen to that, man. How do you know? It's Friendly Fires, let's be honest.
Oh my god.
You are welcome.
Shocker.
Say Low Likes Fairground by Simply Red.
It's a weird, twisted, bizarre little pop song. The verses are all over the show, and then it just delivers on this wonderful ray of sunshine in the hook, and oh my god! How can you not get into this?
Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, tonight at 7 o'clock, do me a favour. I don't care where you are in the world, no matter what you're doing. It's 7 p.m. tonight. please text Radio 1 81119 and just go Simply Red question mark and send it to Zane.
No problem, I'll play at 7 o'clock tonight, watch me.
Right.
You guys are shocked.
You're shocked.
I am shocked.
Did you see how good I bluffed you as well?
Yeah.
Almost. You tried
Hang
to
a second.
Pointed at me.
I got a good bluff because you all thought it was me.
You just went into a really safe place and you're like, trying to bluff me.
All right, which means there are two songs left. There's Enrique Iglesias' Hero and Westlife with Home. Zane, who out of me and Alid, what do we like? Which songs do we like? Loving. Loving.
Well, I know, because you go for the really weird and unorthodox ones. Like last week, was it Hair? Or no?
Yeah. Hairspray.
Hairspray?
Hairspray.
You have chosen to try and throw everybody off a completely unrecognizable Westlife song, but you love it.
Okay. Zane says Westlife for me.
And I think that Alid likes Hero because it's my karaoke song.
Dominic?
You choose Alid first off.
I've gone Alid for Enrique Iglesias.
And I
went for Zane.
Yeah, Alid Hero, Westlife you, definitely.
Really?
Yep, fact.
All right, which one of us loves this? I can be
your hero, baby. Alid.
Actually,
it's me.
It's Alid! So obvious.
Alid, next time I will dedicate this to you.
Would you, Dave? I think you have made this one of those songs that I go, oh.
You're such a big softie, aren't you, Alid?
He once performed in a club and he was brilliant. And I since then thought,
thank you.
Who, Dave? Already read
Oh, I thought you meant me.
Did you do a little slow tramp?
Wow.
When you were back in the day, a little slow tramp.
Just this song, mind. None of his other work. All just right. This one.
Which means that my secret love track is Westlife doing Home.
See, and no one's heard of this record but you.
Are you joking? This probably outsold Michael Bublé.
Did it outsold Fairground?
Probably.
I don't think so.
I love Westlife's version of Home. Probably more than Michael Bublé's version. And I know Dominic loves a bit of Michael Bublé.
I do. I love a Bublé.
I really like this song.
You're tearing up, aren't you? I just really like it.
It's beautiful, man. Because every morning when I'm on the air, all I want to do is go home.
Do you know what it is? It's a montage when at the end of the day, all of you walk through your respective doors after a rough day and this is playing and it's a montage cut between all of your front doors, isn't it?
Yeah.
And that's a mixture of Hi, Honey, and Home. I'm home. Hi, Xbox, I'm home.
Yeah.
Shh, respect, please, for the Westlife. But you always believed in me.
Shh. Another winter day has come and gone away. Paris or Rome.
Wow, you love this. Go home.
You ready for the big note? You ready?
No.
Here we go. I miss you,
you know. Key change, always. Let me go home.
Up, Fairground, Simply Red lover.
At least he wrote it.
There's nothing to be proud of, though.
There's a Bublé Simply Red fight going on.
And you're backing Hucknall.
Westlife.
I would. Hucknall. I reckon Hucknall would take out all of Westlife with his eyes closed, mate.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mess with him, would you? He's got a ruby in his teeth.
Looks like a bit of cabbage, though, doesn't it?
It does look like a bit of cabbage.
Yeah, seriously, my Westlife boys. My Westlife boys are not the crap out of him, I'm telling you.
Yeah, they're
and rob him.
Bring in Return of the Cack as well, and you've got a proper scrap, haven't you?
How rude is Return of the Cack?
That's awful. So let me recap.
Don't just DMAC like that. Yeah.
Girls Aloud Biology is loved by Dave. Mark Morrison is loved by Dom. Lou Bega, Mambo Number 5, is loved by Tina. Zane Lowe loves Simply Red Fairground.
I love that.
Enrique Iglesias here for Alid, and I'm a Westlife home fan.
That is the best one so far.
Now, if you thought that was fun, in about 10 minutes, we will do songs that we secretly hate, and Zane Lowe has to take part.
This is the problem with your country. You thought it was fun to like something. You wait, the real fun's coming up. We're gonna hate something.
I'll be honest, that is fun.
It is fun.
Lee Thomas and Devon agrees with me, by the way, that Westlife is the best song, and James in Chiswick says, Fairground, Simply Red. Zane, I'm off board.
Oh, it's colloquial. It's relevant. I like it. It's good.
Okay, so what we'll do, a little trail and then we'll do the news and then we'll play a couple of songs then we'll come back and we'll
do... Let's do it now!
We got to do the news.
Done that. I mean, awesome. Mm.
Let's do a little advert for The Apprentice, which is on tonight, 9 o'clock, BBC One, and then we'll do the news.
This week on The Apprentice. I want you to...
All right, I love that game. 811 number 9, by the way, if you agree or disagree with any of our choices.
Digital.
FM.
Online.
This is BBC Radio 1.
Saying low, Simply Red, Fairground.
That's going to take some getting over, I think.
Tell you what, tonight, 7 o'clock, 811 number 9, send him some grief. Yeah, here we go. Zane Lowe, Radio 1. Don't bother texting in. Screens are broken. Right, we find out what songs we all secretly dislike. Now, bearing in mind, you know, this is the first time for Zane, this could all come out.
This could be brilliant.
Hey, wouldn't it be funny if it was last night's hottest record in the world? first of all, let's get the news with Dominic. We are running late,
but sounding great.
It is 8:40.
Newsbeat.
And the main news this morning is...
Bex in Matlock has texted in saying, Zane Lowe is so uncool. I can't text in tonight at 7 o'clock because the Archers is on, so...
Fair enough.
See what they've done there.
Yep.
See what they've done there.
Yep.
Westlife home, Chris Moore's You're a Legend from Gemma in Cambridge. Is it bad that I loved all of those songs, says Stephen and Salford? Yeah.
Yeah. Really.
Yes.
All right, 8:42, we'll do a couple of songs, then we'll do songs we love to hate.
We're your jingle singers.
I know there are many people who haven't left the house yet or still sitting in the car because they want to hear the tracks that we secretly hate, so let's do that now. We've all chosen a track that we don't like, and you have to guess who doesn't like it. Zane Lowe is playing. Special guest DJ Zane Lowe in the place.
Hello, everybody.
Dominic Byrne.
Hello.
D-Mac. Comedy Dave for the ice skates.
Hello.
Fact.
Tina De Healy, who introduces Family Guy.
Hello.
Tina. Hello.
Alan Hayden-Jones, not the snowman.
Hello.
Very safe.
And Chris Moyles, me, hi.
Sixth member of Westlife.
I love music.
I love people. Westlife.
Westlife. I'm all over it. I'm on it like a car bonnet. I'm in there like swimwear. I'm on the radio, don't you know? Right, six tracks. Let's play them. So excited. Who out of us hates this song?
If I were a boy.
Oh, Beyonce.
I think I could understand.
Beyonce.
I'm going Tina.
It's tough.
Tough one, I'm.
It is a tough one, but I think, judging on previous experience listening to this feature,
yeah.
Tina doesn't like songs that plod. This is a
true.
Plodder.
Right, yeah. That's your analysis.
You could be right.
Yeah.
I think you've just won me over. Zane, I'm with you. It's Tina.
Yeah. Interesting. Dave's gone very quiet.
I think it's Dave.
I think it's Dave.
You see, yeah, but see, and I yeah. secretly have an Allard feeling.
I've never admitted before.
Well, there you go. Clip.
Wow.
That's completely wrong.
Yeah. Well.
All right. Secret hate track number two. Who hates this?
Hate happened. I'm feeling glad.
I know this.
Gorillaz.
Yeah. I got this one.
Useless, not for
he just gave it away. Look, he's trying to tell. He's singing
I'm
now.
Feeling glad. I got see sunshine. That?
Did you see that?
Double bluffing.
He was like this. He started out. He was like going. And I looked at me with, I'm sunshine. Yes,
Chris.
Finally, someone get me out of the cage.
Yeah, yeah. But you have an amazing memory for lyrics. Doesn't mean
what is that?
Like
Clint
it.
Eastwood?
Yeah.
No. Is it?
Is it?
No. Yes.
Yes. But it's the album version, it's not the remix that was the single.
Yo.
I'm saying Dave.
No, Chris, definitely Chris.
Allard on that one.
I'm going Chris too.
Dave.
I think Allard.
I was just singing along to
you
it.
You blew it, man.
I was just singing along to it.
You looked really uninterested, then I looked at you and you perked right up.
No, well, all right, fine.
Yep. Two for two.
Who out of us hates this track?
I'm Slim Shady, yes, I'm the real Shady.
Oh!
That's a brave one.
Dave.
Wow. Dumb. Can I just say, whilst I was searching for tracks that I don't like, I listened to Gorillaz and Eminem yesterday.
Dave.
That's a tough one.
Dave, it's you.
Hey?
Why? I think it's you now.
Dom's very quiet.
Tina, that's Tina.
Hey, tell you who is quiet. Zane Lowe's very quiet.
He's quiet. Where's Ziff? Come on, you know me.
Do you like this track, Zane?
Love this track.
Do you like this track, Dom?
Love it.
Dave, do you like this track?
Whatever.
So it's not Dave. He's overcompensating.
Fact. Can you do a show?
What, the fact show?
Just call fact.
I don't think Zayn would diss Eminem.
No, I don't. I don't.
Not in a million years.
I'm Slim Shady, yes, I'm the real Shady. All the other Slim Shadys are just a mud Satan. So what with the real Slim Shady? Please stand up. Please stand up. Please stand up. I'm Slim Shady, yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just a mud Satan. So what with the real Slim Shady? Please stand up. Please stand up. Please stand up.
I'm going Dominic.
Dave.
Very quiet.
Dave.
Very quiet.
I'm just enjoying it.
Very quiet.
Dave.
All right. Okay. Let's go for hate track number four. One of us in this room hates this track.
No! Tina.
D-Mac.
Do you think?
D-Mac!
No, that's not.
It's D-Mac!
No.
Yes.
Do you think?
Yes.
Could be.
Follow me, people. Follow me. Now, I think Zayn is doing a double mind bluff.
That would be a triple bluff, my man.
I think it's you, Mr. Zayn Lowe.
Oh, wait, it's D-Mac.
I think this could be Dominic.
It's D-Mac, definitely. He looked real sheepish when we all went up in arms. He looked really sheepish.
Like, oops.
Wow. I really missed that one up.
So, Zayn, you're saying Dominic Byrne?
Yep.
You have to write what you feel, Mr. Lowe.
D-Mac.
Do you know, I think it might be Dominic as well.
Hey, Dave, I had Dom for the last
Dave,
one,
hello.
I reckon Everlong is a distant memory after today, mate.
High five.
I don't know, it's I'm really...
Dumb. The north
I'm
of really... England just changed
don't
for you, buddy.
Don't look at Dom's face, it's Dom.
Definitely Dom.
You just got to write down what you think, I suppose, haven't you?
Yeah. I've gone for Zayn Lowe.
It could be you.
I think
you're
it's
a
Dom.
Terrible bluffer, yeah. Dom.
Well, we'll
Dom,
see, shall
Dom,
we?
Dom.
Abba. Abba.
No,
seriously, but Dom.
Abba. Hey, Dominic. Dom.
Yeah.
Sing with me.
Is it worth the aggravation to find yourself a job when there's nothing worth working for?
Din-in. It's a great song. I
hate it. Did you see that? That was so...
That was the most uncommitted solo I've ever seen.
Din-in.
I don't want to do the whole thing.
All right. Okay.
Dom.
Let's go for hate track number five. One of us in this room hates
Dom.
This track.
Aled.
No.
Hang on, who's left?
Me or Aled?
I think it's Zayn.
I did.
Zayn, sing it. Zayn. Zayn Lowe, Zayn Lowe.
It's not their best.
Oh,
give you that.
Dom, do you like this track? Is.
Huh?
Do you like
you
this
too?
Track? Do you like it?
You can't ask questions like that.
Oh, he's kicking the bluffs now.
He'd be too scared to ever
he's
go.
He's bluffing.
Again.
He's bluffing to get himself you too, because he knows Oasis is dangerous material. Not just Oasis either. First album Oasis. Like, we're going in heavy.
Many people are texting and getting very angry about some of the tracks that we hate. I will hunt the person down who hates cigarettes and alcohol, says one. All right.
Yeah. Your ass is grass in Burnage.
Yeah. Hey, when was the last time we went to Burnage?
Yeah, I love Burnage.
Sifters.
All right, hang on. We've got one more track, and that track is the following. One of us in the studio hates this song. Don't go my name. Gaga.
It's not her best work. You
I
say.
Think this is Zayn.
I'm calling Aled on either of the last two.
Do you know what?
I think I'm going to go for Aled.
So am I.
It's Lady Gaga.
Well, yeah, but
oh,
I think...
no! Look!
I think you've curveballed again like
totally.
Last week.
Hey, Aled, why can't you look at anybody?
I was getting my text ready.
But hang on, we haven't chosen a Tina one yet, have we?
Yeah, I have.
I've gone Beyonce.
Yeah, okay.
I've written Allah down three times.
Dumb down.
I'm not sure that counts.
No, I don't.
All right, here we go then. All right. So, six tracks, six of us. Who hates what? It's time to reveal the truth.
Hating is fun, isn't it? Hating is fun.
One of us in this room hates this song. No. Sorry, wrong one. Well, one of us probably does. One of us hates this. If I were
a boy, Tina.
I say Tina, I'm with Zane. Dom.
I've gone for Dave.
Dave?
It's not me. I don't know who it is.
Tina.
Tina, then.
Tina, who are you saying?
I think it's you.
Do you know? And Alad?
Tina.
All right, who hates Beyonce if I were a boy?
I do.
Yeah!
She doesn't like it. It's boring, and you're right. It just plods.
Yeah. She doesn't like the mid-tempo.
I love Beyonce. I don't like this.
He's good, Zane Lowe, isn't he?
Zane is on
I don't want
fire.
Zane to play again.
I listen to the show.
Fire!
Look at you.
But if I get the next one, though, I want Hall of Fame status. If I get 2 out of 2, straight up in the hate category.
Okay, the next track is... sorry, what's happening?
Oh,
it's not stopping. Sorry, the next one is... Gorillaz.
This is just the kind of music you hate, Chris. Too clever, too cool. You hate this kind of music, and I know it.
I know it.
Long the future is coming on. I ain't happy. I'm feeling
overcompensating. Overcompensating.
Totally. And by the way, this guy is the king of. He's got the best memory for lyrics and music. No one gets even close to working a vocal like Chris.
I don't.
I think you're massively overcompensating.
Okay, so Zane, you say me.
Oh, dude, I know it.
Dave, you say me.
Yeah, I'm with Zane as well.
Chris.
Tina?
Yeah, you.
Alad?
Dave.
Okay, I said for this, Dave, I think it's between Dave and Dom. And by the way, you're all going to be red-faced when you find out I love this song. So, can the person who hates this song please reveal themselves?
Me.
Oh! Dave!
Zane, you're wrong!
You missed out on the Hall of Fame, Zane.
How did you do it?
Because... it's overrated, pretentious pap.
It's brilliant.
Hang on. I want everyone who's listening all around the world to know that Dave just hit his fingers as he counted them off. Fact,
there was
fact,
three
fact.
Reasons why this is rubbish.
I'm shocked.
Do you know what? You're wrong. The single remix was rubbish. The original, this, the album
is even worse.
It's brilliant.
It's even worse.
No, I thought brilliant. I had that. I really thought...
And by the way, you're the opposite. I never know the lyrics to any song, so if I do, that
whatever.
Means I
we
love
all
it.
Know you're amazing at this. Come on.
I'm always amazed when people sing along, and I'm like, how do you know the words?
Dude, you come on, the biggest trick you ever pulled is convincing people you hate music.
Zane, you got it wrong. Pipe down there, hook no lover.
That sounded like a bit discriminatory.
Okay, so Dave hates Gorillaz, Clint Eastwood.
Wow.
But which one of us hates the real Slim Shady?
I had Dave down here.
I've got Dominic down for this.
I've got Dom.
Dom
is definitely Oasis.
I'm on fire. You think?
I had Tina down for this, but you.
Well, you
gone.
Said that you listened to both this and Gorillaz when you were going through, so I'm going to go Chris.
Oh, you go for me again?
Yeah.
I'm like a head
trip to listen to. This game is wide open now, isn't it?
Yeah. All right.
It's a good
one
game.
One of us hates The Real Slim Shady by Eminem. Stop banging your pen to retain. So, not that I'm getting agitated by the song or anything. Could the person who hates The Real Slim Shady please stand up? Zay Lowe!
No!
No way!
No!
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 I did not see that coming. That's the point.
It's Eminem!
I know!
Do you hate this track?
Just this one song. In fact, there's three songs of his I don't rate, and this
you
is one
were
of them.
Singing it!
Yeah, I see.
What are the other two?
Mainly the pop singles.
Yeah.
The really outwardly poppy singles. Like the last one, Pop a Bottle, I wasn't that big a fan of, even though we supported it. I was like, nah, it's throwaway.
Oh my
Anything
God.
That wow. M throws away, because I know how good he is, like Stan, you know, all that stuff, unbelievable. But when it goes into the pop stuff, just leaves me kind of cold.
Wow.
I'm
there you go.
My words.
Isn't this what you guys wanted, though?
Absolutely.
Nobody got this.
No.
No one got Zane Lowe. By the way,
it's just a bit.
Now?
It's just a bit toy, and I, you know.
Hang on a second. Hang on,
Zane.
Need to go to line one. because all the way from New York, somebody wants to say hello to
If you said Detroit.
No, no, they're in New York. Is that Eminem?
What's up, Em?
Of course not. Turn the phone fader up.
That would be amazing, though, if you got the first interview with Eminem in like 2 years just to respond to me insulting
Wrestling. Say, we can't even get Ollie Murs on the show.
A guy won't promote his own records, but he'll certainly respond to me insulting the real Slim Shady, you know?
Wow, so Zane Lowe hates the Eminem Real Slim Shady. Oh, I got it wrong with Dominic. Maybe Zane is right that Dom
definitely
hates Oasis. Can I alcohol.
Given that I have sacrificed a certain part of my relationship with Eminem this morning, can I reinstate Hall of Fame status for calling Dom so quickly on Oasis if
all
I get
right,
this
well. It's an Oasis classic. It's Britpop rock.
All right, Dom.
Brit rock.
Hey, Dom. Big fan, Dom. Big fan of you on Breakfast, Dom.
All right. Who hates this song? Is it Dominic Byrne?
Yep.
Yeah.
I say Dom. It's me.
Alan! Oh!
Oh! In your face! In your face! In your face! Say no!
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 Exactly. Hello.
Hello. But what was really interesting was I was like, well, there's a whole band I'm going to put in this category. But I went through the songs to try and pick them. I'm like, no, I actually like that one. Oh, I can sing that. No, I won't go for that. So this is one because he goes, yain. I hate that.
I didn't listen to any of that. I'm just devastated yain. It wasn't D-Mac. Yeah. I can't believe that.
Dumb. I thought
I'm just writing a statement for Zane Lowe to read out to me.
Yeah. Bring it on, texters.
All right. So Zane Lowe hates the real Slim Shady.
I, Zane Lowe. You forgot to put unreservedly. Unreservedly apologise to you, Mr. D-Mac.
Thank you.
You are now safe in Burnage.
I love this song.
Okay, so hang on. Who's left?
You.
Me and Dom.
Well, therefore, maybe Dom's going for the big hit surprise like Zane did.
Yeah,
and maybe
too.
It's you too.
Why not? I'm going to say Dom for you too.
I think Chris for you too.
I've gone Chris, you too.
And what was the last one?
I've gone Chris, you too.
What was the last
I've
one?
I've gone New Gaga. No, I've gone Gaga, I've gone you two. No, hang on, I made one of these choices.
Hang on, you're not allowed to call it.
Let's find out.
Dom, no, we're just trying to throw you. Zane?
Dom.
Dom hates you two? The sweetest thing?
It's got to be this one.
No, I see Chris. Sorry, Chris. Chris, you two. Dom, Gaga.
I'm going Dom, you two.
Dom, you two.
No way, because if you ever meet Bono, you know this is what we'll bring up.
Mm. Okay, so...
Yeah, but Chris is bold enough to handle it.
Hang on, let's clear this up. Zane,
Chris.
Who hates this?
You.
Me? Dave?
Dom.
Tina?
Dom.
Alad?
Chris.
No, you don't need to join in, idiot.
Oh, yeah, good point.
Oh, the sweetest thing. Who hates this song?
I love you too, but I don't like this song. I never liked this song.
I love this song.
I think it's the worst song they've ever
done. Hey, you know what? Can I give you guys a bonus track?
A what?
A bonus track this morning?
Yeah.
I don't like this song either.
Yay. No.
Do you know what I'm going to do?
You're wrong.
Yeah.
You're wrong.
I like it.
No, thank you, Tina.
2 seconds.
Yeah, high five.
The video for this song is brilliant.
Yeah, I agree.
I just don't like the song. It's not there.
Should have kept it in the house. Should have played it to the missus, and that's all.
Well, I love it. Dominic hates you too, the sweetest thing, but loves you too.
I love you
the
too.
The sweetest, not the Swedish.
Yeah.
Which means that my hate track this week, if you got me, well done. I don't think anyone did. I secretly hate Radio 1's favourite artist of the moment, Lady Gaga's track, Alejandro.
Chris.
It's crap.
Chris. I hate this song.
It's rubbish. It's the weakest thing she's ever done.
It's like an Ace of Base album track.
She puts that stupid accent on at the beginning. The whole song, it's Latino,
it's pretentious pop music.
Isla Bonita, it's bilge.
Yeah.
Anybody else out there who loves it, you're an idiot.
I think if you pushed Alid hard enough, you'd admit this isn't her best.
Okay,
track,
let me try.
This is actually my soundtrack.
That is actually physically offensive.
It's what?
I had this on repeat for the whole Ugandan trip.
All right.
Yeah, because nothing says Uganda
like Alejandro.
And Uganda, in Uganda.
I'm not relating it to Uganda more than the fact that I just played it at that time.
Wow, so
that was fun.
I didn't get any right.
No, me neither. Got all wrong.
I got first one right.
I got Dave right, and then it all went downhill when Zane admitted he doesn't like the real Slim Shady.
Incredible. Huh?
Wow.
I told Fincham that yesterday and his eyes popped out of his head. It was brilliant.
I bet.
Seriously, Zane, what the hell is wrong with you? You love Simply Red, but you hate an Eminem song?
That's the point. Isn't that why I'm here?
Carlin York says, couldn't agree with Zane more on that one. Utter tripe. Simply Red over Eminem, Zane Lowe. Stop DJing from now, says Mickey.
Can you imagine that happened? I got the call this afternoon from AP. Yeah, mate, listen, you pushed the boat out too far there. Jumped the shark.
Dan agrees with Zane. Zane, tell me it's not true. Tell me it's not true.
It's true. I don't like that song. It's really clever wordplay, but then Eminem can do that in his sleep. There's no real depth
to it. But this was like one of his first, wasn't this his first
pop song? This is classic Eminem.
It's a classic pop Eminem moment where he steps out there and sells records, and it's a big first statement. I get it. Like, if you put it down on, like, I don't know, a thesis, but as a song,
oh, do you know what?
It's too cold.
Just because it's not Simply Red.
Yeah. Play, do me a favor, play that. Send me out of here in a good mood.
Where was it? A little bit.
It's amazing. It's Friendly Fires.
It's Friendly Fires?
You've just completely severed all good relationships with Friendly Fires.
Oh, it happened a couple of weeks ago during the session.
Right.
Coming home to you.
Wow. Even if I know
we can make it. Who would have thought? Yes, I
love. I'm saying this is garbage.
This isn't even in my top six Simply Red tracks.
Hey, Zane, do you know how bad this is? When I went for Capital Radio, they played it every hour. That's how bad it is. They loved it.
Well, there you go. If I get that call this afternoon, I have a future.
Wow, and Dave. Hey,
I thought this was you. Did you walk me up the garden path on this?
I'm useless. I thought I was giving it away by the fact that I know all the words. Even the bit which doesn't. Finally, someone let me out of my cage.
Terrible, dull impression. I'm surprised by that.
Excuse me, I am him. That was
you. You are dull, right?
Yeah, I am him.
Then who was that guy I met a few times?
I don't know about you, but I'm in shock.
Yeah, me too.
It's been a good one, huh?
Yeah. Well, there you are. Thank you very much to Mr. Zane Lowe for coming in and telling us the songs that he secretly loves and the song he secretly hates. Very nice.
Thank you.
We had a couple of people trying to guess what you would not like. And Deke says you would choose the darkness.
Oh, yeah, but I was very open about that.
And Molly and Nuneaton says Nickelback.
Very open about that as well.
Every DJ on radio one's very open about Nickelback. So much so a memo went round. Anyway, so
Chad Kroger was an actual insult in my house for about a year.
So tonight, Zane.
Yo!
7 o'clock, Zane Lowe is on the radio.
Fairground at 7, mark
just
my word.
Just after Tim Westwood from Afghanistan. What's the hottest record in the world today? Can you tell us?
It's Eminem, Voice to 5-9.
Right. An exclusive interview tonight with Mick Hucknall. And I, Zane, it's Mick here. Thanks for bigging us up on that. Banging.
Wow.
Just remember, tonight, ladies and gentlemen, 7 o'clock, just think of this. Love the call
is coming home to you.
Wow. Even if I know
we can make it. Who would have
Come
thought?
On, Dom.
I'm fine. Thanks, Zane.
I'm fine. The D-Mac is fine.
By the way, Bono's just called up and said he's had you cancelled from playing Glastonbury.
No.
Want you there.
No, listen,
I
love
you. He's going to dedicate Sweetie's Thing to you.
I love you too, obviously.
Actually, aren't we playing at their after show party?
No.
Not now. I love you too. I just don't like that song.
I don't like that song. Don't worry about it.
No. Yeah, it's not their best.
It's a really nice song for the missus.
It's a really good song.
Even Bono would probably agree it's not his best.
Yeah, totally.
All right, well done, everybody. Nice little game. Zane Lowe, ladies and gentlemen, tonight at 7 o'clock. Make sure you listen.
Retro Boy!
Zane Lowe!
I don't like this song.
Yeah, history's brutal.
Do you not like it?
I hate it.
Is it sacrilege?
Awful. Yeah. I got a good heart. I was born on beat.
That's a good song. It's Retro 3-2.